Welcome to the Spoonie Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Fraser. This show is for anyone living with a chronic health condition. From personal experience, I know how difficult it is to navigate life with debilitating symptoms like pain and fatigue. I want you to know that you're not alone, and it is possible to build a life you love alongside your diagnosis. I can't wait to show you how. Hey, I'm so excited about this Spooniepreneur series I'm running right now, where I'm going through the many benefits of becoming a business owner, especially an online business owner, as someone with chronic illness. I just believe it provides so much freedom and flexibility to be able to create your own hours and design your life exactly how you want it to be. So I'm currently launching Earn With Ease, which is my group program for aspiring or early stage entrepreneurs that really want to build a business that prioritizes their health and well-being. So many business coaches out there have programs that talk about hustle culture and these different bro marketing tactics that are so not aligned with how Spoonies should be living their lives. So it's why I created this program. I actually ran two live cohorts already last year in 2023, but I am now launching the hybrid evergreen version of the program. And what that means is that it's going to be available year round. And when you join, you get access to video modules that you can go through at your own pace, because that's something I realized running the live cohorts. Like, it was really not possible for everyone to move through exactly as we were supposed to be doing. So when the last week when I was talking about selling with heart, for example, if some people were still designing their offer and their website, then it just felt weird to be talking about something so much farther ahead. So this new model is based on feedback from the first couple cohorts and making sure people have their own time to move through the program. And there will also be a live component, hence the hybrid. So it's part self-paced and part live. I'll be hosting support calls twice a month, which is an opportunity to get spotlight coaching with me, and most importantly, be able to connect with an amazing community of fellow Spooniepreneurs, because that peer support and having accountability and community is incredibly important. So for today's episode, I wanted to dig into business models and which ones are more ease-filled and which ones aren't. So to start, I don't recommend people start with physical products because just all the things involved with that and marketing it and finding and acquiring customers and, you know, how to package it and ship it and manufacture, it's just lots is involved with that. And especially for people who like want to have like a crafts business or sell artwork, just the amount of hours that goes into creating the products, especially if they're handmade, takes so much time that it's really hard to generate a high enough income and also prioritize your health. So I don't recommend that business model. I also don't love low ticket offers, meaning like a $5 ebook if it's a digital product, for example, or you know, a membership that's $20 a month. I don't think it's the most Spoonly friendly to start with, because in order, again, to generate enough revenue, you have to have so many customers and just really go for scale. And in order to do that, like, I just really don't believe in all that hustle and posting all the time. Network marketing isn't great for Spoonies either. These are like MLMs and multi-level marketing schemes, which, you know, sometimes sound great, but it's really tricky because with those businesses, they make it seem like you're getting your own business, but you're really not the owner. Like, you're purchasing products from them to then resell. And where most people make most of their money in those kind of businesses is by onboarding and getting more people under them and on their team. And to me, I've just heard a lot of horror stories from Spoonies who have been taken advantage of in that space. And don't think, at least for me, it's the most ethical way to create a business, because it's not really something that's yours and that you own everything. I also don't think that done-for-you services is really Spoonie-friendly. Photography, design, or writing copy, because one of the ways that I've been able to be so successful is by creating things that are automated. And when you have a done-for-you service type business, you're constantly trying to find new contracts, and every single person or business that you contract with is going to have different needs. So it's a brand new customized project most of the time. And that does take time and effort. Professional speaking also isn't super Spoonie friendly because it's great if you're someone who can command a super high ticket price, like $30,000 per speaker's fee. But to get to that level, you need to have a lot of authority and a lot of brand recognition, and that takes time to build. And then to really command those kind of rates will involve traveling around a lot. And traveling is not the most Spoonie friendly business model. And then the other one, which isn't super filled with ease, is hosting retreats, mainly because hosting the retreat takes a lot of time to plan and organize. And then the retreat is usually a couple days to a week or longer. And that means you have to be on during that time and responsible for the people you're hosting a retreat for. While they're super fun, like I hosted a TSP retreat in Florida, I just realized how much work goes into them. And it's kind of like a one time a year thing. So I know some people have amazing retreat businesses, but they're usually not people with chronic illness. Okay, so I feel like I focused a bit on the negative of like what doesn't work, but now let's dig into the fun stuff of what really does work in terms of Spoonie friendly business models. I am a huge, huge, huge fan of group programs. I really love them. Part of it is because, you know, I was a teacher, so that's just always in my heart. I love guiding groups. I really believe in the importance of community. And I also notice how people make faster progress and deeper progress when they are in a group program because of the peer support, because of being able to be motivated by the people around them and that sentiment of knowing they're not alone. So, and then the theme of your group program really can be on anything. It really depends on what you're passionate about, what your skills are. A lot of people think they have to be super certified in order to start a business on any topic. And a lot of that is rooted in insecurity and low confidence. While it's great to be certified and obviously you want to be ethical, you don't want to be like pretending you're a therapist when you're not certified as one. However, a lot of people, they'll enroll in a program because they desire a transformation. And if you have an actual personal transformation that you've been through, like my story when I started Thriving Spoonie Pathway, I figured out how to pace and how to really increase my energy and reduce chronic fatigue and pain. And I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to Spoonie school. It doesn't exist. So it's not like I was certified to do that, but I knew something that worked and I did the research and I spoke with many researchers and doctors and I was able to create a program that provides the transformation that people desire. And then it becomes word of mouth and people see the transformations others are receiving and that's helped build credibility within that program. And I love doing it, but I never thought that I would be doing that, you know? So that's the other thing is you don't have to necessarily have gone to school for it. Like I don't have an MBA. I have no expertise in being an entrepreneur at all, but that's not stopping me from running Earn With Ease and helping people become entrepreneurs because I've done it myself. And that's my personal transformation story. So I always encourage people to think about what's something that you've actually done that you can help people with. No joke, there are people making millions of dollars teaching people how to make sourdough bread, okay? So really, the sky's the limit. Another model that does work and is more Spoonie friendly is one-on-one coaching. However, it needs to be a higher ticket coaching package because as a Spoonie, at least for me, hopping on Zoom calls can be draining. And so in order to generate enough income, charging a higher fee makes it more manageable because then you're seeing less people versus like I'm working with someone right now who has a really successful business, but she's exhausted because she sees like 25 people a week and that's just not sustainable. And she's really realizing that she needs to pivot her model and either increase her rates or what we're planning to do is launch a group program for her. Another fun business model for Spoonies is memberships. There are so many memberships out there that can really be about everything. So if you're someone who's like, I don't really want to teach or do lessons of some sort, but I really love facilitating community, or I can see myself, for example, creating a knitting pattern that can be doled out once a month and then people can come together and like Knit Together, and it'll be about community building. Like anything that is a community membership where you are, you know, delivering something, a digital product or some type of call, or maybe you're bringing in guest experts once a month, for example, is great because you can create monthly recurring revenue. And that is key as a Spoonie because the more predictable your income can be, the better. One of the challenges of memberships is that usually if you're not charging high ticket, usually you need to have quite a large audience in order to make it sustainable. Because there are always people that are going to come in and leave your community. But memberships can be really fun for the right person. And that's something I really enjoy is talking with people and figuring out, you know, what things do you enjoy doing? What are your skill sets? What personal transformations have you experienced? What kind of trainings and certifications do you have? And your passions and figuring out what model would be the best fit. And you can also have a combination. Like I run a group program and I also have a back-end membership that people join once they go through Thriving Spoonie Pathway if they want continued support and guest speakers. But again, that kind of evolved organically because of, you know, people requested it because they didn't want to lose the community. And so that's the other fun thing about entrepreneurship is essentially the role of an entrepreneur is to solve problems. And if you can solve a problem, then that's how you can generate income and also help people, which is so, so validating and motivating. And then the last Spoonie-friendly business model that I love is creating self-paced courses. The online course industry is massive. And it's only projected to grow and grow as a sector. I personally love online courses. I love taking them. And you can either do them live or self-paced. I like self-paced because, especially if you're the one creating them as the business owner, then your job becomes to market and sell the course, but the delivery of your digital product is not, doesn't take time because all the video recordings or audio recordings or handouts, however you want to structure your course, it's already done and it lives in these amazing platforms. I love geeking out about the tech, and that's something I help people with that work with me is figuring out what program or digital software is easiest for them and their comfort with technology. But digital courses are fantastic. An example of that is my Mindful Moments collection or my Resilience Reset course, or I also have a new one coming out soon called The Art of Pacing. And those are really fun because I can create, I mean, you can sell high ticket or low ticket self-paced courses, but I like it because it creates an accessible option for people who maybe want to work with me but can't afford to have the live support. It still provides an accessible option for people to learn some of my strategies. So definitely running things online is the way to go as a Spoonie, and it is truly so much fun to build these things out and then figuring out what your product suite might look like. Are you going to have a combination of these things, or are you going to keep things super streamlined? It's really up to you and how much income you want to generate. So that's what this episode is all about, kind of business models that do or don't work for Spoonies. Of course, everything really comes down to context and individual people. And there are ways to make lots of different types of business models work depending on you and what you enjoy. But for me, I love group programs so much because I can help more people and only have to show up once a week for the calls. And it's just so, so much fun. So if any of those pique your interest or you're like, oh, I wonder what could be done with this niche or this industry, I love brainstorming those kind of things. So you can message me on Instagram and kind of share your idea with me. I've been hosting some free business strategy sessions and all the spots got booked up so quickly. It's wild. But I think that's also beautiful because I really live what I teach with Earn With Ease. I mean, my whole program that I run is about helping people realize you can create a business that supports the lifestyle you desire and prioritizes your health. And I made one post on my Instagram about Earn With Ease, and I got 300, probably more now actually, requests of interest and people that wanted to chat with me about it. So it really is possible. However, it is not just about strategy. Like today I talked about strategy, the different business models. I also really believe in the mindset work and also the energetic work. The things I'm doing behind the scenes to make sure my nervous system capacity is expanding to be able to receive and hold so many inquiries, but also just to trust that the aligned people that are meant to work with me and meant to find me will find me. I think it's so magical how people come into my world and, you know, either find a podcast episode or they stumble across an Instagram post. Like, there is such a beautiful aspect to it that is really, you know, like the universe working in our favor, or however you want to think of it. When we're grounded and have self-trust, it's amazing how quickly things can happen. Like, it's just been such an easeful launch for me. And I've done all sorts of different types of launches. I've tried running ads. I've done live launches where I post a bunch on Instagram. I've done workshops, and I love experimenting and always seeing what works and what can be tweaked. But this launch in particular has been really ease-filled, and there's only a couple spots left inside of this group of Earn With Ease. So it's been really beautiful. I will say that if you're listening to this now and you're like, oh, I'd really love to join, because Earn With Ease is now going to be a hybrid program, it's also going to be an evergreen program, which means you can enroll in the future and people can be coming into the program at different stages. However, I'm going to be limiting how many people can join each month at this point, just because I want to make sure that everyone gets the support and attention that they deserve, and really make sure that everyone's, you know, getting the transformation they desire and starting their businesses and having amazing launches and just building their Instagram and working through imposter syndrome and, you know, all these things, the fear of failure that tend to come up. So just best way to reach out to me is on Instagram at the Spoonie Mentor. Send me a message and we can talk. You can just mention Earn With Ease. And then next week for part three of this series, I'm going to be talking more about those mindset shifts that I spoke about and those energetic shifts about, you know, being a spooniepreneur and ways to make it work for you. So I'm so excited. If you are a spooniepreneur also, I'll say that I do have offerings for people who already have a business and maybe you're realizing it's not as ease-filled as you'd like. Like, I never work more than 2 to 4 hours a day. I take breaks often and I've just built things up with automations and now team members and like I said, business models that really work for me. But it's always possible to pivot if you're already an entrepreneur. So don't hesitate to reach out. I have some offerings that I don't publicly advertise, but I could support you in that way as well. Thank you so much for being here. And yeah, can't wait to hear from all of you. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope that this episode helped you restore some of your spoons. If we're not already connected on Instagram, make sure to go follow me at The Spoonie Mentor and send me a DM to introduce yourself and share some of your takeaways from the episode. You can also visit emilyfraser.ca to join one of my programs or courses and learn different ways we can work together. Sending so many spoons, and I'll see you next Wednesday.